Good morning and welcome to Sunday Mornings with Love and Action with Ken Tuck of Love and Action Ministries in Dothan. This program is made possible by a generous gift from 231 Lemon Lot in Midland City and Enterprise. And now, here is Ken Tuck.
Good morning. How's your Sunday going? I hope it's going well. Hope you're enjoying your weekend. Thank you for joining us this morning for the program. Want to start out this morning by saying a big thank you to all of you Joy FM listeners out there. We needed help at Love and Action with hygiene products and some non-perishable food items. The Joy FM decided to help us out, and man, did you ever respond. Thank you so much. What an awesome blessing. Last Friday, as Russ and Nancy did their show, actually from the studios at the Joy FM instead of going out on the road this time, ask you to come by and drop off hygiene items that we needed and some non-perishable food items. And it was just awesome. Thank you so much. Joy FM truly has the greatest listeners, and we truly live in the greatest part of this country. Well, in my opinion, the greatest part in the world because of the people. When there's a need, you respond. On behalf of Love and Action and all those we serve, we just want to say thank you so much. We go through hygiene items, non-perishable food items, constantly because the need is so great. We see 150 to 200 people a week needing food, needing clothing, needing hygiene items. So you can see we go through those items very quickly, but they're such an awesome blessing to help people. It's a hand up, not a handout, to help people who are just in need. Many of them are homeless. As those of you who are familiar with Love and Action know, that we reach out to the homeless and those who live in poverty here in our hometown of Dothan, Alabama. And we also reach out across the world to spread the gospel. But those hygiene items and food items are so important for our ministry here at home. People who, if they're not homeless, but they struggle day to day with, you know, decisions they have to make. Do I use my little bit of money that I have on things like rent and utilities, doctor bills, medicine, or do I go out and buy food or buy some hygiene items? So when we're able to help them like that, it's such a tremendous blessing. And thank you for being a part of that, a big part of that. And I just want to give a shout out to you. I want to give a shout out to the Joy FM. Russ and Nancy, thank you. Y'all are awesome. And all of you at the Joy FM, Mark and Nancy and Earl and Misty, Linda, the whole gang is just awesome. And we are very blessed here in the Wiregrass and in the River region of Alabama to have the Joy FM. What a blessing. Thank you for making a difference in the lives of others in our community. Today we're going to talk about helping those in need, whether they're homeless or poor. God tells us to reach out and to help them. And so that's going to be our focus today. But before we get into God's Word, let's go to God in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for another day that you have given us, a brand new day, Lord. We praise you. We thank you for an opportunity to open up your Word this morning, to share your Word across the airwaves, on the internet. Lord, it's just awesome to be able to proclaim your gospel to the world. And Lord, we praise you for that. Lord, we thank you that you call us to help those in need. And Lord, as we open up your Word this morning, we ask you to just speak to us through your Holy Spirit and just give us a heart for you. Give us a heart that breaks for what breaks your heart. And we ask you, Father, to just bless this time. Lord, I pray for everyone listening. You know each and every need that's represented out there. And God, I just pray that you'll just touch each one and help each one in every area of their lives, Lord. And most importantly, anyone listening who don't know you, Jesus, as their Savior and Lord, I pray today is the day they call out to you. Lord, we praise you, Jesus. We love you. And it's in your name, Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen. We're going to start out today in Isaiah chapter 58. The prophet is talking about fasting, true fasting and false fasting, and fasting to really show others that you're righteous. That's not what God's looking for. God is looking for a heart that wants what he wants. God wants us to pray, wants us to fast, wants us to do those things that he tells us to in his word. And when we do, there's such a freedom in that. And it's just such an awesome blessing to know that we're fulfilling our Heavenly Father's will. And today, let's start out in Isaiah 58, verse 6. Is not this the fast that I chose? To loose the bonds of wickedness, to undo the straps of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free, and to break every yoke? God wants us to help those who are in bondage, who are just trapped in a lifestyle that's wicked. And how do we do that? Well, we tell them about Jesus. We show them Jesus. We, those who are oppressed, we stand up for what's right, for justice. Sometimes we have to be the voice for those who have no voice. There's people in the world who seems like nobody's going to listen to them. But we have an opportunity to speak up. When thinking of those who are in bonds of wickedness and who are oppressed, I think of people who are trapped in human trafficking. People are forced labor, or they're being trafficked for sex, and they need people to help them. They need a voice. They need action. And we're able to do that if we know what to look for. That's why I always encourage people to be educated on signs of human trafficking. Here in Dothan, there's a wonderful ministry called Hope Rising with Gia Hughes. You can find her on Facebook, Hope Rising. Gia's always going out and educating people on human trafficking because it goes on here. It goes on pretty much everywhere and all around the world. It's such a horrible issue. But these people who are trapped, they need to know that they're not forgotten and people are trying to help them. And we have the opportunity to let the oppressed go free, to break every yoke. And only in the name of Jesus can that take place. But it just comes down to, are we going to help others? Or are we going to just sit in our world and our own little world and just be happy and not do anything to help anybody else? We have to help others. That's what the Lord says to do. And then we can continue reading here in verse 7. Is it not to share your bread with the hungry and bring the homeless poor into your house? When you see the naked, to cover him, and not to hide yourself from your own flesh? We need to, again, help those who are homeless, who are poor. If somebody is hungry, we can help them with food. If they need clothing, we can help them with clothing. If they're homeless, then we can help them out with places to stay. And there's just so many things that we can do to help others. And you can help them individually. You can help them through ministries like Love and Action, like The Harbor, and there's others out there who just reach out, and you can reach out with us. There's an awesome blessing in that. And God wants us to do that. And he says, when we do, then shall your light break forth like the dawn, and your healing shall spring up speedily. Your righteousness shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Verse 9, then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry, and he will say, here I am. If you take away the yoke from your midst, the pointing of the finger, and speak in wickedness, if you pour yourself out for the hungry and satisfy the desire of the afflicted, then your light shall rise in the darkness, and your gloom be as the noonday. That is awesome. Pour yourself out for the hungry. Help those who are hungry. Help those who are afflicted. God tells us there's blessings in that. And that's not why we do it, but that's how God works. God blesses us as we reach out and we help those in need. And I love the wording there. If you pour yourself out, when we pour ourselves out, we're putting everything we have into it, right? So as we serve Jesus Christ, we're pouring ourselves out for the hungry. And it's just awesome. God tells us that our light will rise in the darkness and our gloom as the noonday. His light is going to shine through us so brightly when we are doing His will. Let's continue in verse 11. And the Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your desire in scorched places and make your bones strong. You shall be like a watered garden, like a spring of water whose waters do not fail. And your ancient ruins shall be rebuilt. You shall raise up the foundations of many generations. You shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of streets to dwell in. Praise God. Isaiah is writing here. People were complaining because God wasn't recognizing their religious activities. Well, God's going to pour out His blessings, not when we do things that try to puff us up, but when we do things that brings glory to Him. And so God's telling Israel how to fast. And a lot of this, there's prophecy in it that we just won't get into right now, but like the ancient ruins, in view here is the final restoration of the millennial of Jerusalem, of which Nehemiah's rebuilding of the walls. But as the MacArthur Bible commentary says, it's only a foretaste of when Jesus returns. But it's also when we are out and we're reaching others for Christ, then there's many generations that we know have been in a cycle of poverty and just not really having an opportunity to get out of that, but also just not being reached with the gospel, to know that they're loved just like everybody else is loved by God. And so we can restore the streets, restore lives of people who are living on the streets through the power of Jesus Christ. And when we do these things, as Isaiah is writing here under the direction of God Himself, then we will see ruins being rebuilt. We will see the foundations of many generations rise up. People's lives will be restored. God wants us to be humble people who are reaching out, giving food to those who are hungry, helping those who are homeless, giving clothes to folks who need clothing. God wants us to stand up for justice, to help set the oppressed free. As we're reading Isaiah 58, and Isaiah's talking about feeding the hungry, clothing the naked, helping the homeless, I immediately start thinking about Matthew 25 when Jesus is speaking, and it's the scripture that Love and Action is based upon. 19 years ago when we first started this ministry, this is the scripture that we based it on because we knew this is what God wants us to do. And so let's flip over there to Matthew 25. We're going to start in verse 35. So Matthew 25, verse 35. Jesus is talking about the final judgment here. Starting in verse 35, He says, "For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me." Then the righteous will answer Him, saying, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? And when did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? And when did we see you sick or in prison and visit you?" And the King will answer them, "Truly, I say to you, as you did it to one of the least of these, my brothers, you did it to me." So as we go out and we take care of those who are hungry, take care of those who are thirsty and who need clothes and who are sick and in prison, Jesus says we're actually ministering to Him. The gospel message is very clear. Throughout the Bible, it's very clear that we are to take care of those who are in need. If we have the ability, we need to help. And we see that daily at Love and Action. There are a lot of people right here in our hometown and in everywhere you go, people who are needing help. And we as the body of Christ need to do our part. We need to show people that God has not forgotten about them. Just because they're homeless or just because they're living in severe poverty doesn't mean God doesn't love them. It doesn't mean that there's something wrong with them. It's like I said, we've been doing this ministry for 19 years, and there's so many reasons why people are homeless. And it's not easy coming out of homeless once you're there. But it can be done, and we've seen it happen so many times where God just does so many wonderful things in people's lives and brings them off the streets. But people are on the streets for bad decisions they made. That's one reason, bad decisions. And we've all made bad decisions. But sometimes those choices that we make will knock us down. And we have to know that God is there to pick us back up. And so when we reach out and help people, and they realize God has not forgotten me, and there are actually people out there who want to help, it brings so much encouragement into people's lives. So there's bad decisions while people are out there. There's also decisions that were made that's out of their control. We've seen people who have been laid off of work and living paycheck to paycheck. You miss a paycheck, you miss another paycheck, and things just start falling apart financially. And people lose their apartment, lose their home. They never dreamed, it never entered their mind that they would be homeless, and they end up on the streets. Because so many people don't have family to turn back to, and find out that friends are friends when you have money, but once you don't have it, they're no longer friends. And people end up on the streets when they are laid off. Another reason is Mother Nature. For example, Hurricane Michael, when it came through, you know, there wasn't the choice of the people in Panama City, the Panhandle, and Georgia for the storm to come to them, but it did, and totally destroyed so many homes. And there's so many people whose lives were turned upside down. And we have seen an influx in the homeless population from people who lost everything when the storm hit. And money that maybe the government gave them for temporary housing that has long ran out, and they have nowhere else to turn. And we see them here in Dothan, and they are homeless. So that's another reason people are homeless. There's people who were in a marriage, and the marriage fell apart, and the husband or the wife just has nothing, and they're on the streets. So there's a lot of reasons. But the main thing is, no matter what the reason, we need to show people that they are loved, because the love of God will change people's lives. It changes my life, and it's changed so many other people's lives over the years. And when people realize that God loves them and that there's people who want to help, it's really life-changing. Let me give you an example. I need to write a book one day, because I've just seen God do so many wonderful things in people's lives over the years, and I pray one day I'll be able to write that book. But here's one example. There was a homeless man here in Dothan, and his name was David. He came to Love in Action actually on a Monday, and we're closed on Mondays. But Brother Dan, our site manager, he was there, and he met David and started talking with him. Well, David was homeless. He needed some food. He was hungry, and he needed a shower. So Dan brought him into Love in Action and told him to go in there and take a shower, and then Dan got him some food and ended up making him some lunch, and they started talking. And David, well, his nickname became Squidward, because Dan found out that David had served in the Navy, so we called him a squid, and that turned into Squidward. And it was a nickname that David loved. And so we started to get to know David, and David would come around Love in Action, and he was living in his truck, his pickup truck at that time. Then his pickup truck broke down, and it really wasn't worth the money that was going to cost to have it repaired. he ended up going to the Dothan Rescue Mission. But he kept coming to Love in Action, and we just kept loving on him. And David really loved Jesus, and he started just living for the Lord, and he always had a Bible with him. David eventually was able to move out of the mission, but then he became sick, and he ended up dying. And David was a life change, though, because here was a man who was just out there and didn't think anybody loved him. And David, it always blew his mind when we would tell him, "David, we love you, man." And his reply was often, "I know you do, and I don't know why." See, he didn't think he was lovable. But God loves him. God never gave up on him. And we loved him. And David ended up knowing that, and he understood that God loved him. And he really renewed his faith in Jesus Christ and was living for the Lord when he died. And when we met his family, his family had been separated from him. He separated himself from his family. Matter of fact, he has a brother who hadn't seen David in 30 years. And we had the privilege of meeting his family when Dan tracked down David's family, because he just couldn't stand the thought that our friend had died and there's no family to know about it. And Dan tracked down and found David's son, and his son gave him a proper burial. And at the memorial service, we met many members of David's family, and they were just amazed that David was sober and that he was living for Jesus. And they were thrilled, and it actually gave them closure. And they know that because they're living for Jesus, they'll see David again, and they'll see a brand new David in heaven. But that's just one example of reaching out to those who are hurting, those who are homeless. They're just out there, and they don't think anybody loves them. And what love can do in a person's life. And the love of God just really changed David's life, and he knew he was loved by God and loved by all of us there at Love in Action when he died, and that was a blessing. And he ended up not being on the streets before he died, and that was a blessing. And he was very happy about that, as you can imagine, as he was in his 60s. Yeah, he was 62 when he died. But the love of God changes lives, and all of us can be a vessel of God's love. And when we reach out, wherever we're at, we reach out and we tell people about Jesus, we show his love, lives are changed. And you know what? It changes our lives too. Because like David, he touched our lives, and we are better people because we met David and was able to live life with him, even though it was for a short couple of years. It was life-changing for all of us who knew and who loved David. But there's many more Davids out there. There's many other people out there. And we get the privilege of meeting so many people who are, you can call them down and out, but down on their luck. No, I don't believe in luck. It's just they're where they're at. And God wants to meet us all right where we're at and show us that he loves us. And the greatest way God shows us he loves us is that he sent his one and only son, Jesus Christ. You know, Romans 5:8 says, God showed his love for us in that while we were still sinners, he sent his son to die for us. If you're out there and you're thinking nobody loves you, I've got great news for you. God does. He sent his son for you. And so know that he loves you, and he's just waiting there with open arms, ready for you to turn to him, call out to him, and he's going to wrap his loving arms around you and bring forgiveness, bring love, mercy, grace into your life. And I just encourage you to call out to him today. Just call out to him. Jesus, here I am. I want to give my life to you. And then just start living for Jesus. And if you want to know steps to take in following Christ, please contact me. I would love to talk with you about that. Our phone number at Love in Action is 334-494-4995. That's 334-494-4995. Or you can email me at ken.com. Tuck at loveinactionministries.com. Ken.Tuck at loveinactionministries.com. We'd love to talk with you about Jesus and give you some next steps on following Jesus. But Jesus tells us very clearly there in Matthew 25 that we are to help the poor, help those who are hungry, who are thirsty, who are sick, who need clothing, who are in prison. And he tells us to do that. And again, he says in verse 40 that when we've done it to the least of these brothers of mine, we've done unto him. And then he goes on to tell us, starting in verse 41, then he will say to those on the left, depart from me, you cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you did not welcome me. Naked, and you did not clothe me. Sick and in prison, and you did not visit me. Then they also will answer, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty, or a stranger or naked, or sick or in prison, and did not minister to you? Then he will answer them, saying, truly I say to you, as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me. And these will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. That's about as clear as you can make it. Jesus is telling us we need to help those who are poor. We need to help those who are homeless. We need to help those who are oppressed. Jesus says to do it. It's a command from him, and we better listen. Jesus is our Savior. He's our Lord. And as followers of him, we need to do what he tells us to do. And so he's telling us to reach out and help those who are in need. And when we do, we receive his blessings. Now works, let me make it clear again, works will not save us. We can help all the needy, all the homeless from now until 100 years from now. But if we did not place our faith in Jesus Christ, then we'll still go to eternal punishment. But when we place our faith in Jesus and we surrender to his lordship and trust in him, trust in the work that he did for us on the cross, confess our sins to him, he tells us to repent. That means turning from our ways, our sinful ways, and turning to him. He'll forgive us. He will bring us salvation. He will give us life here on earth and life everlasting with him. And when we are living for Jesus, then things like helping the needy just seems to just flow out of us naturally because he's in us. If you're a believer in Christ, his Holy Spirit is in you. That's how Jesus is in all of the believers, is through his Holy Spirit. And his love just comes flowing out. And we want to do things like this, like feeding the hungry, helping them with clothes, and helping them when they're sick. And it's just love. It's the love of Christ that just flows out of us as we're living for him. So I just want to encourage you today to help those who are in need. There's so many ways to do it. We just have to have our eyes open and be ready to respond to the need. Well, I pray that you have a blessed rest of this Sunday, that you have a great week coming up, and may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May he lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
You've been listening to Sunday Mornings with Love in Action with Ken Tuck from Love in Action Ministries in Dothan. This program is made possible by a generous gift from 231 Lemon Lot in Midland City and Enterprise. To find out more about Love in Action Ministries, go to their website, loveinactionministries.com, or on Facebook.